Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Andrew Gilman joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe from NWN Carousel.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on. I want to talk about what you have going on, because I'm not going to lie, when I hear AI, all I think about is some computer doing my job and us getting ousted for technology.
This is not that.
This is not that. This is actually a good thing. And you guys teamed up, I think, with the Patriots and the Boys and Girls Club to host the first ever AI Athletics Day. Can you explain that to us?
Absolutely. Well, the real genesis here was to bring what you just described, the mystery of AI, and make it really attainable, hands-on, and exciting for the kids of Boston. So we teamed up with Bob Scannell, CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs, Josh Kraft, you know, who's the president of the New England Patriots. And we brought together a group of 60 students for really a hands-on experience and developed a new curriculum, you know, around AI to make it accessible, attainable, exciting through the lens of sports and hands-on activities that were really exciting. And we were really lucky to have some of the Patriots come along, and they got to meet their heroes, and they also got to learn a lot about AI and make it really fun and accessible.
So what does one do at an AI Athletic Day?
Well, you can imagine all the ways that you want to interact, you know, in a gymnasium with your sports heroes. You want to, you know, race around, you want to play, catch, you want to navigate different things. So we developed four specific activities all around, you know, that were all sports oriented, but then had an adjacent activity on the laptops. And that was a part of the activity that we designed and developed with our partners at Intel Corporation. And we actually left the laptops there, these brand new AI PCs. So we developed a relay race that had that allowed the students to learn pattern recognition, and, you know, through the construction of different shapes of different athletes and sports. They would do those activities, and then they would do a project on the laptop that was adjacent. You can think about, everyone knows about ChatGPT, right? So we developed a curriculum around generative AI tales. So it was, you know, constructing a sports story using ChatGPT on the laptop, and then a physical activity with the athletes. So it was really about bringing together, you know, the fun and the action of the sports with these computer-based activities and this curriculum to make the concept stick. Because, again, AI is so confusing. It's kind of magic to a lot of kids and to me, quite frankly. And so breaking down these very complex concepts to a way that, you know, an 8-year-old could really understand it and get excited about it.
Andrew, has AI advanced enough that it could coach the Patriots?
Oh!
Well, I wanted to stay away from there, but we were really blessed by having, you know, Tyrese Robinson, Caleb Jones, DeMontre Jacobs, and I think there's something really, really special about having, you know, some of the superstars that these kids look up to in the context of STEM, right, and having them participate. All the players were really hands-on in the workshops, and, you know, seeing your favorite players at the Patriots, you know, sit down and work with you on an AI PC and do a workshop with you, you know, really can inspire the next generation. And that was really the goal of the AI Athletics Day. It was really to inspire the next great computer scientist, especially in our communities and in our communities like Dorchester that may not have access to, you know, some of these advanced AI powered PCs.
I think it's fantastic. You know, a lot of school districts, I think, right now are just trying to struggle or starting to struggle a little bit with, how do they use AI? How does it affect the classroom? How does it affect the students' learning? Are they using it the right way? And then teaching these kids at a very young age, you know, if you're giving technology to somebody who's 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, the way they're going to look at it is different than the way you and I look at it.
Yes.
They're going
Absolutely.
To see all the possibilities, where we're going to see, hey, this thing's trying to take my job. We just have a different perspective on it. on it. And I love that you're exposing kids to it at a very early age.
And
I think that's important.
To go to these places that not everybody, every school is different and not every school gets all the stuff. Mm-hmm. So to go to a place that doesn't have the stuff and give them the stuff is exactly what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about.
All right. If you want to find out more about this, you can go to nwncarousel.com, nwncarousel.com. And now you and the entire team are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
We're so grateful to be on the tribe and in the tribe, and we look forward to many more activities and events that do good in New England together.
It was great to meet you, Andrew.
Thanks, buddy.
Great to meet you. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Guess that's a no on the coaching question.
Beep, boop, pop, boop, boop, boop. He's doing the calculations right now.
All we need is a really strong algorithm. We're back in the playoffs.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So Boston Calling made their announcement as to who would be performing on this year's concert, and it is Dave Matthews Band, Luke Combs, and Fall Out Boy. It will take over the Harvard Athletics Complex May 23rd to the 25th. A lot of good acts, I thought. I mean, I don't want to hear Luke Combs sing Fast Car ever again in my life, but there you have it.
Oh, his voice is...
Fall Out Boy.
Butter.
It can be.
Silky
just
smooth.
If he promises me he won't sing that song. Fall Out Boy will be Saturday night. Dave Matthews Band, Sunday night. There's something a little bit for everybody. Country star Megan Maroney, Avril Lavigne, All Time Low, Vampire Weekend, Public Enemy, T-Pain. That's one Tallahassee to you, Dan.
Talk to me about Friday night. That's what I'm in.
Yeah, so
TLC, Remy Wolf, James Bay, Tom Morello, and Lucius. A lot of up-and-coming artists.
The Main is going to be there. It's a really good newer band. It was funny. I actually had a couple of people reach out to me that listened to the show, and they have family member or friends or kids that are in bands that are going to be playing.
Oh, that's so cool.
At Boston Calling. So I'm going to reach out to them, see maybe we can get some of these artists.
I sent Erin O'Malley a text yesterday as soon as I got the email, and she was freaking out.
So Friday night, Dan, you were saying Luke Combs, T-Pain, TLC.
Yeah.
That's you.
So good.
Sunday night. This is me and my IPA, Dan. Dave Matthews, Vampire Weekend, Sublime.
There's going to be a lot
Public
of
Enemy.
Dad shorts and
I love
Spin Doctors
shows.
And Spin Doctors. I don't even know who Sublime is anymore. At this point, it's a karaoke band, but I don't care.
No, they're not. It's the same band, and they got rid of Rome, and they brought in Brad's son, who's now the lead singer.
Is that right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
He sounds a lot like him.
Does he?
That's so cool.
I didn't realize that.
A lot of bands are doing that, like bringing in the kid. I think that's so awesome.
I saw Eddie Van Halen's son, Wolfgang. For the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions, and he played with a whole bunch of different people, and he was shredding on his guitar like his father does.
So pre-sale begins tomorrow at 10 a.m. If you want to get a pre-sale passcode, you need to do it right now at bostoncalling.com/tickets. The lowest price tickets will be available for 2 hours tomorrow from 10 a.m. Until 12 p.m. So if I was you, I would do that. It's just a way of getting it cheaper because they're not cheap tickets.
Well, I will say this. They went out of their way to get the prices down a little bit. So the prices have gone down.
$169 a day.
Yeah, they have gone down. They have not gone up. And they have also changed the staging.
Yeah, because last year was a debacle.
Well, it was tough. There were so many people, I think, for that. I think it was Sunday, right, that all of this
when
happened.
When Megan Thee Stallion was playing. But,
right.
But just the way that they had the things arranged, people couldn't move about.
So they've changed it up a little bit.
Which is good to hear.
They said they're going to have more water stations. They've done some things to
I
help
think they learned
the
from
fan
last
experience
year.
Of
yeah.
what happened last
yeah.
year. I love this. I think it
it's
is ridiculous that Boston hasn't had a standout music festival, and the work that they have done over the years to build this to what it is, to now get artists like Luke Combs is one of the largest country artists in the world, and Fall Out Boy and Dave Matthews and Vampire Weekend. You know, these are all of the biggest artists that are out there right now, and then some artists you never heard of. I think it's going to be fantastic. I'm excited.
I think it's a great weekend. So Robert Kraft held his press conference yesterday.
And oh boy.
It was very sad.
It was very sad.
Here's a small part of it.
Oh, boy. Do we have to? Can we play like some very sad music under it, Kennedy?
You know,
I'm going to be very brief here and say this whole situation is on me.
That's true.
I feel terrible for Gerard because I put him in an untenable situation. I know that he has all the tools as a head coach to be successful in this league. He just needed more time before taking the job.
So, you know, nice of him to take the responsibility. But here we go.
Yeah, that press conference that basically was like, hey, that's my bad.
Which
at least
he
owned it.
Which he didn't have to do, yeah. Right?
He took ownership of it.
The one thing that I thought was, I get what he was saying, but for him to, he kind of harped on that he wasn't ready.
Well, he wasn't ready.
Okay, but you don't have to, like, you fired him. We understand that. We saw the record. You can just say, you know, I didn't set him up for success and then move on. But to continually say he wasn't ready, that was my fault, my bad. I don't know what I was thinking putting that guy in there. It's what it felt like. It also felt like Robert Kraft is so old.
Yeah, he should probably not be the head of things at this point.
You know, he shared a story about the reason that, you know, and we talked about this yesterday. It was because they went on a trip to Israel together. And he hearkened back to meeting Myra and saying, you know, this is the reason I knew the moment I met Myra, she was going to be my wife. I knew the moment I met Gerard on this trip, he was going to be my coach. And it just sounded like maybe.
Yeah. He also mentioned how bad the last few NFL drafts were for the Patriots, which is true, but all of those guys are still in the locker room.
Right. They're all still on the team, Kennedy.
Look, I have said what I've said, that the front office needs help too. So
100%.
That's where we are. In
sports.
Any event, that happened. And just right quick, yesterday here on the program, I told you that tongues were a wagon because Tom Holland and Zendaya, as they walked the red carpet at the Golden Globes, she was wearing a very big ring on that finger, and it looks like, yes, indeed, they are engaged, that he popped the question over the holidays after asking Zendaya's father for permission months ago. So, congratulations to you crazy kids. I hope you make it forever.
Really good for them.
I know.
They're both unproblematic. They're like a nice relationship.
I know.
They're two kids in their 20s who didn't get caught up in all like the trappings of Hollywood.
You go, kids. Make it happen.
And can we all agree that the moment we knew they were going to get married was when they were on that TV show? The lip sync TV show.
Well, I think that's when everyone fell in love with Tom Holland in a way that they'd never fallen in love with anyone in their
entire
lives.
Well, and she was on the stage when he did that performance.
Of course.
That was it. And her performance as well. Like the both of them. If you've not watched that, it is incredible. Go find it. They were on that lip sync show. And it is two of the best performances. And they did them on the same. It was incredible. Do you know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
he performed Umbrella.
Yes.
In the rain. Dressed.
And wore heels,
scantily,
I think.
Not in the way you would normally think.
And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Especially if it's got those heated seats and heated steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy, say good morning to Alex from Canton.
Hey, Alex.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Alex?
All right, Kennedy, I'm kicking you out of the studio.
All right, good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Alex, you get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. She is now in that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you.
Jeremy Renner turns 54 today. Which Avenger did he portray?
Hawkeye.
Question number two. Kesha celebrating 15 years of her debut album, Animal, which features her biggest hit, TikTok. Who is the now disgraced celebrity Kesha mentions in the first line of TikTok?
P. Diddy.
Yeah, you don't want to wake up in the morning and feel like P. Diddy anymore.
Question number three. Kristen Bell called out her husband for watching the Detroit Lions game on his phone in the middle of the Golden Globes ceremony. She posted a funny clip of him online with the hashtag priorities. Who is Kristen Bell's husband?
Dax Shepard.
Guys will do that while they're at sporting events, not much less award ceremonies. While we were gone over the holidays, we went to a Charlotte Hornets basketball game, and there was people sitting in front of us that had their phones out watching bowl games while we were watching the NBA game. I was like, okay. Question number four. Lady Gaga has become just the third artist to have multiple number one hits in 3 decades on the Billboard Hot 100. Her song with Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile, just reached the top of the chart. The other two artists to do it are actually a brother and sister. Can you name them?
Not sure about that one.
All right. And question number five. Tom Holland and Zendaya are engaged. They met back in 2016 on the set of which movie?
Spider-Man Homecoming.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! That was pretty good, Alex.
Alex, I understand you are a middle school teacher. You teach English?
Yes, that's right.
What are the kids learning right now?
Right now, we are learning about World War II and the Navajo Native Americans who played a part in the war.
What was it?
So it's pretty interesting.
There's
yeah.
a fantastic movie about that. Is it Code Walkers or is Code Talker? I can't remember what
yeah,
it's called.
That's actually... That's the book we're reading right now, Code Talkers.
Code Talkers, yeah. I saw that movie. It's fantastic. It's a story I'd never heard before. It's pretty incredible. All right, Kennedy, welcome
really
back.
Is, yeah.
Alex got, I think, 4 out of 5?
Yep.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. You nervous, Kennedy?
Not just yet.
All right, these are tough. Here we go. Jeremy Renner turns 54 today. Which Avenger did he portray?
Hawkeye.
Tied to one. Question number two. Kesha is celebrating 15 years of her debut album, Animal, which features her biggest hit, TikTok. Who is the now disgraced celebrity Kesha mentions in the first line of TikTok?
P. Diddy.
During her New Year's Eve performance on the Dick Clark, Ryan Seacrest Rockin' New Year's Eve, she said F. P. Diddy, and they beeped it out.
That's what she's been saying.
Yeah.
She does it. Yeah.
Tied to two. Question number three. Kristen Bell called out her husband for watching the Lions game on his phone in the middle of the Golden Globe ceremony. She posted the clip and had the hashtag priorities. Who's Kristen Bell's husband?
Dax Shepard.
Tied to three.
The Lions haven't been good for most of his life. Let him enjoy it.
I'm yeah, really. Saying.
He needs it.
I have a friend that lives
game.
In Detroit, and they are just living their best lives right now with that football team. Question number four. Lady Gaga has become just the third artist to have multiple number one hits in 3 decades on the Billboard Hot 100. Her song with Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile, just hit the top of the chart. The other two artists to do it are actually brother and sister. Name them.
Wait, one more time, please?
Sure. Lady Gaga yes. is just the third artist to have multiple number one hits in 3 decades.
3 decades.
Across 3 decades.
All right.
And the other two that did it are actually brother and sister.
In 3 decades.
Hmm.
Donny and Marie?
Hmm. Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson.
Ah.
You were putting them together as a group, probably.
I was indeed.
It's a little confusing. Tied to three. Question number five. Tom Holland and Zendaya are engaged. They met back in 2016 on the set of which movie? Which, by the way, Alex got this one right, Kennedy.
Well, it's a Spider-Man movie.
There are many of them.
You're halfway there.
I know. I'm not sure I can get it. Homecoming? No Way Home? Homecoming.
Wow. I'm amazed you know two different Spider-Man movies.
I am too.
They get pushed to me on my streaming networks a lot. I don't watch them really, but they get pushed to me a lot.
I love the Spider-Man movies, and I'm not sure I could have figured that answer out. That was pretty good, Kennedy. All right, 4-4 is final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Alex, you don't get the cash. However, you did win yourself a pair of tickets to go see Dancing with the Stars January 16th at the Box Center Wang Theater. You can buy tickets at livenation.com, but you're going for free.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good luck with those 7th graders today.
Yeah, thanks. We'll see how they are.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Alex from Canton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy went to Thailand over the holidays, a bucket list trip for you.
Without question.
And we got a text from Kennedy about halfway through the trip. It's just like, everything was going great until it wasn't. I am mortified.
Well, I was like, I don't have one story to bring back, was what I was thinking, you know, really. And because nothing out of the ordinary happened to me.
Well, that's good.
You know, like everything was handled. Everybody showed up where they, for the most part. You know,
flights didn't get canceled.
You don't want your vacation to be a National Lampoon's movie.
No, but so one of the things that they had scheduled for me was when I got to Chiang Mai, and it was going to be a Cantonese dinner, and basically this is. Like, I did one of these when I was in Dubai. Like, they took everybody out into the dunes, and then there was this big dinner, and there was, you know, belly dancing, and, you know, it's a bunch of people from different tours that come there. They do this thing once a night. It's a real touristy thing. In fact, the dancing, they say, was invented for tourists. You know, that sort of a thing, to make money, you know. And so, in my head, it was going to be like the one I went to in Dubai that had, like, I don't know, a ton of people at it. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of people. So I dressed up, I put makeup on, like, you know, I hadn't done the whole trip because it was a very active trip and it's really hot there. Mm-hmm. So I show up, my guide comes to pick me up and he's like, oh, hello, as most people do when they see you with makeup on. And so we get to this place and it's a lovely place that has this giant space in the backyard, and it's got like a horseshoe table that I would say could fit 35 people,
okay,
maybe more.
Right.
There is one place setting. Now, I think you know how much I do not like being the center of attention. I do not like being in the front row of things unless I'm in school. I do not like it.
You do like being alone, though.
Alone is the key word. Now, I need you to...
If there's a whole team of belly dancers in her house, she might feel differently.
So I walk in, and it's just my... And I look at my guide, and I say, please tell me at least you're going to sit and eat with me.
Right.
If they didn't pay for it, I will pay for it for you.
Are we early? One of the other guests arriving?
So as you walk in, there are four musicians on a platform playing traditional Thai music. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
You know... Thank you.
Every time they finish a song, you just hear one lone.
Yeah, Dan, we're going to get to that. So they're playing, and then I go to sit, and I am mortified. I can feel me starting to panic. I can feel the anxiety getting really high. And I look at the guy, my guide, who I had just met, you know, the night before. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is happening? And I'm like, I don't know. They booked you a private thing. I'm like, who's they? Because in my itinerary, it did not say private. It said, you know, this would be a thing. So then the owners come out.
So this is a house or a restaurant?
Most people in Thailand live where they work.
Okay.
Most people in Thailand live above their place of business.
Sure, happens here too, right.
So,
do they think you're like a famous person or some business tycoon?
Yes, yes.
Who's by herself?
Yes. So they come out and they're like, we've never had a private show before. We are so excited to have you here. Like... And I'm looking at my...
Did you...
Well, no!
Did you say, like, do you know why I'm famous?
I'm not famous. I said, no! I just nodded and smiled because they looked so overjoyed and happy to be doing this.
They've seen your movies.
So, yeah, they're in the kitchen, like, what is she the heiress of?
Right.
So they...
Is she a Broadway star?
I sit down and I'm like, I ask my guide, I'm like, would you please sit with me? This is very uncomfortable for me. And again, anxiety and such are things that are not really spoken of in that culture. Thankfully, this guide was a younger kid and he kind of understood. But, well, then the dancing starts. And these four women dressed in traditional Thai outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Come out and do the first of five different dances.
Oh my gosh.
For me and me alone. Now, I'm sitting there with this gigantic plate of food because I'm the only one. And they're dancing, doing their dances. And I would look up and look at one of them. And as soon as I looked at them, their eyes would go somewhere else. And then they would look at me and I would look somewhere
else. Yeah, because normally if you're in a room with, say, 30 other people.
You can look over everyone's head.
Right. You're engaging. You're having conversation. You're talking about, isn't this great? You're like, all of that. But instead.
So literally every time a dance is done, every time music is done, I'm applauding. I am like Taylor Swift at the Grammys. This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Oh my God, you guys. It's so beautiful. The food is amazing. I am literally Taylor Swift at the Grammy Awards.
Alone.
When I'm looking them in the eye, I'm getting the feeling like, some of you might not understand this, but that awkward vibe when you're at the club, that certain kind of club, and you're getting a kind of a dance, and you don't want to look at them, they don't look at you right, and it feels very weird. That's how it felt.
And then you catch eyes.
And then, after the last dance, then they come up to the table as they're doing their dance. That's part of the dance, is to come up close to the table. And I'm like, am I supposed to be tipping? Am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing now?
It's not that kind of club.
This is tourism. I tip everybody. But, like, I was out of my mind. And at one point, one of them seemed to go off script and just started vibing with me.
Oh.
And I'm like,
And you're like, I'm not in a very vibey mood. I'm very nervous.
Like, do they come around to your chair?
And then they say, come dance with us.
Oh, no.
Would you like to see the video?
There's video?
Yep.
No.
I didn't post any of this because I wanted to save it for today.
No. Okay. But hold it there. We're going to go to break. We're going to watch the video during the break.
It has no sound, so you're going to have to give your opinions.
Okay.
But
and then, can you
when
post
I tell
it?
You I started throwing money like I was a rapper at a strip club. Because I just didn't know what else to do. And I was so uncomfortable that these four musicians, these four dancers, took time out of their day to come and play for me. When I tell you, the sweat, and they didn't have any alcohol.
Oh, you talked to your...
When I asked for a drink, they looked at me like I was insane.
You talked to your travel agent after this?
No.
617-931-1234. Mortified.
Mortified.
Kennedy.
Just mortified.
I'm just trying to think what I would have done in that situation.
The same thing I did. You would have smiled and laughed and clapped and tipped and thanked and then said, get me the out of here as fast as you can.
I feel like all you can do is own it at that point. Like, you're in it.
Right.
You're there. You're the only one.
You just had to roll.
You just got
to
own it.
I just had to roll.
I would have been like, yeah, I'll get up on the table.
All right.
Yes, Dan, yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Okay, Dan and I just watched the video of Kennedy in Thailand, who Kennedy explained was mortified at what happened.
Yeah.
So before we share what our reaction is to the video,
yeah,
can you quickly recap
so
what happened?
I was to go, part of my schedule was to go to this dinner called a Kantoki dinner, which accompanied by traditional dances and music, and I thought it was going to be something where there would be a whole bunch of people at. You know, these things are tourist driven, and you know, it's like going to like the Tea Party Museum, and there's going to be a bunch of people there. Like, you know, you're not going to be alone or
As evidenced by the video, there are three large banquet tables.
40 people
set up
sat there, right?
In a horseshoe. So there's like the one, and then there's two along the sides. And those are long banquet tables decorated up and everything.
Yeah. And it was just one place setting for me.
Just you.
And then the incredible dancers come out. They do four different dances and four different costumes. And then at the end, they're like, come dance with us.
Oh, my God.
So I couldn't make it download, but I can probably play it off my phone.
And how do you say no when you're the only one there?
You don't.
And you looked amazing, by the way.
Thanks. Here, wait. Let me see if you can hear me laughing.
There it is.
That right there.
The awkward laugh going through the whole thing. And so I danced with them for, I don't know, it seemed like forever.
It felt like 2 days.
It was.
There's also a band. There's four.
There's
it looks
four
like
musicians.
Four guys.
There's four musicians playing.
Four dancers. Costume changes. And the costumes are beautiful. But
traditional Thai, you know.
But it's like almost like a Broadway style production. The costumes are unbelievable.
Yeah. And they're all just sitting there staring at me.
So they disappear for a little while. They change to the next costumes.
Correct.
When you're sitting.
And I'm eating, talking to my tour guide because he's the only person to talk to. And then the owners would come down every once in a while and just be like, what do you think? Huh? 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 You like it? They're pretty, right? Huh? 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 Huh?
And they just think you're somebody famous.
Or something. It's so strange. I don't understand why. I don't know if just nobody else booked that day, you know, because it was the
off
day
season
after Christmas. Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's their holidays, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer, but when I tell
you. Huge. And this house / restaurant.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful, big backyard. And you're just there, bare feet, dancing around with these women.
Yeah.
The awkwardness was palpable through the phone.
Yeah.
To your awkward laugh.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for you.
At the end of the day, I just went with it. I danced with the lady.
That's all you can do.
We danced for like 5 minutes. They took pictures with me. And then I was like sitting there talking to my tour guide, and I was like, am I supposed to tip everybody? Who am I supposed to tip? Who am I not supposed to tip? Who? It's mm-hmm. And then the owners came over and they just stood there and then went leave.
So you're supposed to pay them?
I guess. So I did.
How much?
I mean, 100 baht, but it's really like, it's not a lot of money, right, I guess. But right. To them, it's a lot of money.
Sure.
I just want to be super clear about that I wasn't just throwing around money or whatever, but I right. was throwing around money.
Yeah, the exchange rate is wild.
I felt
baht.
Really awful. So, yeah. From I gave the musicians 100. I gave the dancers 100. I gave the owners 100. I was like, I just got to go.
Making it rain. I got to go.
Yeah, I made it rain.
From the 774, I am so uncomfortable for you.
What'd you do the rest of the night when you got back?
I usually didn't have night plans because I did so much during the day. So that, I think, what hotel was I staying at? I might have gotten a drink at the bar and then gone to bed.
Because I believe your text was like, I'm mortified, I'm taking a Valium and going to sleep.
There's that, yes. Because I was very, 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 very anxious. Yes.
The text from the 351, Carson Kennedy, the number one evening show in Thailand. Streaming live on the Odyssey app.
No. It was just, I mean, you know, it was, I would do it again. It was a wonderful experience.
Sure.
These people are incredible. The food was great. Everything.
Maybe with some other people to split the
attention.
10 out
of 10 recommend, but I would have loved to have been there with somebody else.
Yeah, like 30 other people, because there was plenty of room.
That was like a prevailing thing during this. Not to get off track, but here we go.
Yeah.
One of my tour guides was like, why are you alone?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, because I am. Where are your friends? With their families? You shouldn't come alone.
That's great.
You should mind your business, sir. This is what happens.
Can you dance us out with the traditional Thai dance?
No. I would not even try. I can play you a little bit of music off this.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kathleen from Fall River.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hey, Kennedy. Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Kathleen?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Do a little dance all by yourself over in that studio. So you know how this works. 5 trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff. You answer more of them right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. Nicolas Cage turning 61 today. In which of his movies does he steal the Declaration of Independence?
National Treasure.
Question number two. The second season of the newly rebooted Kitchen Nightmares premieres at 8 p.m. on Fox. Name the celebrity chef who also hosts Hell's Kitchen. Who is the star of that show?
Gordon Ramsay.
Singer Aloe Black turns 46 today, did the vocals on the 2013 track Wake Me Up. Take a listen and then name the DJ whose song it is. Take a listen.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Who is the DJ that did that song?
Avicii.
Question number four. Random fact time. The dog that played Toto in The Wizard of Oz was a female terrier named Terry. What is the famous line Dorothy says to Toto after being transported to the magical land of Oz by a tornado?
I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
Question number five. 19 years ago today in 2006, Pink married a motocross racer in Costa Rica. They are still together and have 2 kids. What is his name?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Do I hear a kid in the background?
Yeah, that's my daughter, Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte.
She says hey.
How old is she?
15 months.
Oh, that'd have been great if she's like, hey, what's up, Carson?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Yeah, right? New sound clip.
Are we giving her number four, Dan?
Depends on how nice we're feeling.
All right. 3, maybe 4, Kennedy.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
We'll call it 3. Okay.
You're going to say no?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, ouch.
I'm going to rule with an iron fist here.
We'll be honest. We'll be honest this time.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage turning 61 today. In which of his movies does he steal the Declaration of Independence?
National Treasure.
That is correct. 1-1. Question number two. The second season of newly rebooted Kitchen Nightmares premieres at 8 p.m. on Fox. Name the celebrity chef who also hosts Hell's Kitchen. Who is the star of that show?
Gordon Ramsay.
Tied at 2. Singer Aloe Black turns 46 today. Did the vocals on the 2013 song Wake Me Up. Take a listen and then name the DJ whose song it is.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. That's Avicii.
Tied at 3. Random fact time, the dog that played Toto in The Wizard of Oz was a female terrier named Terry. What is the famous line Dorothy says to Toto after being transported to the magical land of Oz by a tornado?
We're not in Kansas anymore.
That is it. 4-3, question number 5. 19 years ago today in 2006, Pink married a motocross racer in Costa Rica. They are still together. They have two kids. What is his name?
Carrie Hart.
Yeah, didn't they get divorced and remarried to one
sure
of those
did.
Deals?
Yeah. Yeah, they were on and off for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. My mom had one of those.
You need a break.
5-3 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Did you know that she proposed to him in the middle of one of his motocross races?
She held up a big sign.
Said, will you marry me?
It's like in the video.
And also, pull over, you need tires.
Yeah, he kept driving, and then the next one was like, no, I'm serious. So he had to pull over in the middle of his race and accept.
And now you're in last place.
Exactly.
But winning at life.
That's it. All right. Well, Kathleen, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. But we do appreciate you calling to play this morning. And we hope things are going well with Charlotte.
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kathleen from Fall River, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Okay, so I need to apologize for something that happened back in December. And just a little backstory on this, and then we're going to have a couple of people on the show so I can apologize directly to them because it is their lives I made miserable last month.
First formal apology of 2025, and we're two shows in.
Didn't take long,
did it?
It's
got to be a record.
It's not good. It's like my palms are sweaty. So back in, I think, November, the wonderful people down at Patriot Place at Gillette reached out to the radio station and asked if we would be a part of their tree lighting ceremony. And they did this whole advertising campaign around it. And then I would go down and host the tree lighting ceremony. And we were giving away like these gift cards, big party. They do it every year. I think it used to be hosted by another radio station. So it was a very big deal to have them advertising on our show, on our station. Just very excited to be a part of this. And then we ended up having some bad weather. So they had to move the event.
Mm-hmm.
And so these emails started going back and forth. Hey, we're going to move it to this day, move it to this day, move it to this day. And I didn't write down the new day in my calendar. I completely forgot. I think we were out collecting toys or something when the emails were going back and forth, and I just totally screwed the pooch. So fast forward to the day it's supposed to be happening, and I get a call from our somebody in marketing and promotions here at the radio station, Angelica. She's like, hey, are you almost at Patriot Place? And I'm like, why would I almost be at Patriot Place? And I look at the time, and I'm like, 6 o'clock. I'm like, and it clicks. And my gut is just like, I start sweating.
I can't imagine. Like, I feel your pain. I really do.
And it was this particular day. I think it took the street team like an hour and a half or 2 hours to get down there. It ended up being kind of bad weather that day too. So it wasn't like I could just hop in my car and be there in an hour. It's going to be over. So I have to now call Hannah. Now, Hannah and Diana handle all the marketing and promotions events that happen at Patriot Place. And I call Hannah and she's like, okay, well, Diana's not here and I'm going to have to call her. Hannah has to call Diana, who I learn is at Disney World with her family.
You ruined her family vacation.
You suck so bad.
Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
What was that call like to Diana for you?
You know, it was the show must go on. So we made it work. But I think Diana and I were a little bit in shock, but we made it work.
I heard there was
Carson, I got to give you, not only was, you know, I'm waiting to hear from Hannah. Now, I've in 15 years never missed a tree lighting here. And we had the weather change and the date change, and I'm feeling good because I trust Hannah implicitly. And this is Hannah's first tree lighting, and she's going to knock it out of the park. And checking in all day, yep, we're good. And then all of a sudden, as I'm walking into the Magic Kingdom, do you have Carson's cell phone? And then I start to get from some other folks, because I've had a great working relationship with the station, hey, have you seen Carson? I'm like, what do you mean, have I seen Carson? You guys know where I am.
Not my job.
Yeah, I've got mouse ears on.
Yeah. I'm in line for Angelica's... It's a Small World.
I'm trying to get a whip.
He's supposed to be at the tree lighting, like a professional.
And meanwhile, my poor kids are going, Mama, you're going to be okay? Are you going to be okay?
How old are your kids, Diana?
The boys are 13 and 16. Henry and Dexter are 13 and 16.
So in other words, your face is betraying your feelings, and and your kids are like, Mom, are you all right? Is vacation had to, ruined?
No, definitely had to hide me in the happiest place on earth. But Hannah did amazing. I think the team, you know, pivoted really, really quickly. She said, all right, I'm going to do this. And I said, Hannah, I trust you. You can do this. And she just absolutely crushed it. And Carson missed really what was one of the most amazing tree lightings here at Patriot Place. So, you know, certainly if you haven't made it out for one, I highly recommend that you guys put it on your calendars for next year. And in the meantime, you come and visit us. So.
Maybe set a notification on that calendar for an hour beforehand.
So,
as we were getting ready to leave, it was all about Carson's calendar, too, what would work for him on that reschedule. So,
yeah, it was. Because
I love that you stuck with him. You weren't like, you know, screw it. Is anybody else around there available? It's Interim Alley doing.
So this is what I want to do. My apology tour starts this weekend. So on Saturday, you guys have the ice skating area. In fact, I just saw a video on TV. It looks amazing. And this Saturday, we're actually supposed to get some snow. So what I was thinking was, what if we do like a party on Saturday, bring a bunch of listeners down, hang out, we'll go ice skating, and then we'll take everybody out to eat at the Harp afterwards. What do you think about that?
Listen, I love the idea of a Carson apology tour. And we would love to have listeners down at Winter Skate. It's definitely, you know, the weather this weekend, it's going to be amazing. It is a really nice experience. And I know the folks at the Harp would love to host listeners for a lunch with the group. And we can kind of all roast Carson together, maybe.
Diana, you're not going to be in Florida on Saturday, right? Because we need all hands on deck for this guy.
No. Trust me. You know, one thing I did learn, too, is I can be a hothead, and it's really hard to stay mad for long at Carson. So
it's a gift.
So
I can give you tips on that if you like.
He's been doing it for 20-something years.
It's really not hard.
How long did it take you to calm down while you were in Disney World? Because you must have been in line for a ride like, I'm on vacation.
Yeah, it probably took me about 10-15. But once I knew that Hannah was in a good place, I think that's when I knew, you know, things. I can only control what I can control, right? So,
yep.
So you can't. That's not a way to live.
Well,
so we moved on pretty quickly.
Hannah, thank you for stepping up and handling this for me, and I apologize for putting you in that position and having to call Diana at Disney World and tell her that I forgot to show up because I'm not a professional. So I would like to also apologize to you, Diana. And to everyone at Patriot Place, there's a lot going on down there right now, and I don't need to add more stress to your lives.
Things are great. We made it through the holiday season, and like I said, we've got Winter Skate down here. We've got so many bars and restaurants that are fantastic for listeners to come on down, and we're on to 2025, right?
And we are on to 2025.
Look at you. You are an angel and a gem.
All right. Thank you, Diana. Thank you, Hannah.
Thanks, guys. We're looking forward to it.
All right. Talk to you later. All right.
And I really hope that they let you have it when you get there. That they do something real embarrassing.
I mean, it was just...
If you ladies need any ideas, holler at your girl.
Okay. So we're going to do... I think what we're going to do is five pairs of tickets then for this Saturday.
Cool.
So we want to give away the first pair right now.
Cool.
So 617-931-1234 if you want to come down and go ice skating for my Carson Apology Tour. And then afterwards, we're going to take you out to eat at the Harp. And I also hear that they're going to kick in like some concert tickets to give away some things that are going to be happening at Gillette Stadium too, on top of the other stuff.
They're kicking in a lot of stuff for your mess up.
They are wonderful, wonderful people.
Yeah, what are you doing except for just showing up?
Yeah, you get to go ice skating and eat a free lunch. What is this?
Are you like paying for it? Are you like?
Yes, of course.
Are you washing people's cars?
I am paying for it,
like,
Kennedy. I am paying
like,
for
what
it.
What are you really doing?
I am paying for it.
He's going on a lovely day. That's his big apology.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to CBK.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. And make sure you're wearing a hat and mittens when you do today. It's chilly. It's chilly out there. Kennedy, say hey to Amanda from Rockland.
Hey, Amanda.
Good morning.
Here, you making breakfast? What are we having?
We're doing hard-boiled eggs and deli turkey this morning.
Perfect. Protein all day.
Mm-hmm.
You put salt on the eggs?
I do. Salt, pepper, and a little Dijon mustard.
Oh, perfect. You're bougie.
Perfect.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Dijon mustard. That never would have crossed my mind.
Nothing says bougie like hard-boiled eggs.
And Dijon. Pardon me. Do you have any Grey Poupon for my hard-boiled eggs? Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Amanda, you get more right, and you win the money. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Jennifer Coolidge used her real voice on the Golden Globes red carpet, and people are losing it. Jennifer Coolidge played Stifler's mom in which coming-of-age movie franchise?
I think that was American Pie.
Post Malone showed up at a small bar in Houston on Christmas Eve and tipped his bartender $20,000. She's a single mom with two jobs. She called it a life-changing moment and said he's the most humble celebrity she's ever met. Which of these is not a Post Malone song? Circles, Rockstar, or Wasted on You?
I'm going to go with Rockstar.
The Backstreet Boys are the greatest boy band of all time, according to a poll on Ranker.com. They're followed by NSYNC at number 2 and New Kids on the Block at number 3. Name this BSB song. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
That is Quit Playing Games with My Heart.
Nikki Glaser revealed some of the meaner jokes that she didn't tell at the Golden Globes. One said Michael Keaton was so great in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Alec Baldwin sadly did not come back to play a ghost because he was too busy making them.
Woof.
In the joke, she's referencing, obviously, the tragedy that occurred on which movie set?
Oh, dear. I think it was it Rust?
Question number 5. Almost 2 years after their highly publicized breakup, Taylor Swift's most recent ex shared that he hopes everyone will move on from his past relationship. What is his name?
Oh, there's going to be so many fans mad at me. I don't know.
That's okay. I'm sure he appreciates it. You don't remember.
Kennedy!
I read that article. I was like, man, he is still hurting from that.
He's just like a quiet guy, too.
Right. He's just like, let it go. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Amanda from Rockland getting 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Yeah, these are really tough, Kennedy. What? You say you're quitting? No, I guess not. All right.
One of these days.
Jennifer Coolidge used her real voice on the Golden Globes red carpet, and people are losing it. Jennifer Coolidge played Stifler's mom in which coming-of-age movie franchise?
American Pie.
Have people not heard her voice before?
I would say that starting... I can't remember with what movie she started using that voice specifically all the time. But I watched a movie the other day that had her in it where she uses her normal voice. Yeah. But no, that's what she's very much
becoming. We had her in studio before and she didn't use that voice.
She was a little bit like this, but you know.
But like she was in Seinfeld and she used a regular voice.
Right.
Yeah, but when it works.
When it pops.
Tied to one, question number two. Post Malone showed up at a small bar in Houston on Christmas Eve and then he tipped his bartender $20,000. She's a single mom. She said it was a life-changing amount of money. And he's the most humble celebrity she's ever met. Which of these is not a Post Malone song? Circles, Rockstar, Wasted on You.
Wasted on You.
Morgan Wallen, I believe. 2-1, question number three. Backstreet Boys are the greatest boy band of all time.
Facts.
According to a poll on Ranker.com, which is wrong. They're followed by the real number one band, NSYNC, at number two. And New Kids on the Block is number three. Name this BSB song, Kennedy.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
What was the name of the song?
Quit Playing Games with My Heart.
That is correct. 3-2. Nikki Glaser revealed some of the meaner jokes that she didn't tell at the Golden Globes. And one was, Michael Keaton was so great in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Alec Baldwin sadly did not come back to play a ghost because he was too busy making them. I don't know why she revealed it.
That's not even funny.
Yeah, that's something you might say at a roast, not at an award ceremony.
I would never say that.
In the joke, obviously, she's referencing the tragedy that occurred on which movie set?
Woman, Rust.
That is correct. 4-3, question number five. Almost 2 years after their highly publicized breakup, Taylor Swift's most recent ex shared that he hopes everyone will move on from his past relationship.
God bless him.
Who is he?
Joe Alwyn.
Yeah, that is it. 5-3 is the final score.
My ex-boyfriends all say the same thing.
They still get asked about you when they do interviews?
Probably. What else are they going to talk about?
So, Amanda, you don't get the cash. However, you're not walking away empty-handed. Congratulations. You have won a pair of tickets to come to the Winter Skate, a.k.a. Carson's Apology Tour, this Saturday down at Patriot Place at Gillette Stadium. You're going to come down, you and a guest. We're going to go ice skating for a while. And then afterwards, we're going to go and enjoy a delicious meal at the Harp. So we can't wait to see you on Saturday, okay?
That's awesome. Thanks, guys, so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Amanda from Rockland, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends over at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy.
Yo.
Say good morning to Melissa from Abington.
Hello, Melissa.
Hello, Kennedy.
Melissa's driving to work. She works in the athletic department at Bridgewater State.
Let's go.
What's your favorite sport?
I can't pick a favorite. That's not fair.
Ha. What's Bridgewater State the best at? Who's hanging banners?
Oh, my God. A lot of them. Like, probably half our teams are hanging banners. Not going to lie.
It's no big deal. It's really. Everything's fine.
Must be on the PR team, too.
Kennedy, do you know what their mascot name is?
I do not.
Bristico the Bear.
Let's go.
Thank you, Carson.
Did I get that right?
Absolutely.
Look at that. We get Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
He has an Instagram page. I'm going to follow him right now. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $1,000. How about that?
That'll be insane if I win.
I know.
Can buy a lot of cleats with that.
I feel like we're going to get it done. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. We are ready. We are prepared. Let's make it happen. Question number one. Robert Kraft fired head coach Gerard Mayo and in a press conference said he set Gerard up for failure and he wasn't ready for the job. Who is the current starting quarterback for the Patriots?
Oh, my God. I know they put him in this weekend and I didn't really watch. I didn't really care. So I don't know.
What department are you working again?
Oh, no, I don't want to make this too confusing. I'm not talking about the guy that played most of the game this past Sunday. He was the backup. Who is the starting quarterback for the team?
Oh, God.
That didn't help.
I see his face. I just, yeah. No, it did help, but just not for me right now.
Question number two. Which actress won an Oscar for her performance in Black Swan?
Is it Zoe Saldana?
Question number three. Who played the voice of Genie in the animated version of Aladdin?
Robin Williams.
Question number four. Can you tell me which Marvel TV series follows the events of Avengers Endgame and stars Elizabeth Olsen?
The Marvel. I'm trying to think of one. No.
No? Okay. Question number five. Can you tell me the name of Elwood's dog in Legally Blonde?
Oh, no. No. I know, but I don't.
Okay. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. What's going on in the athletic department today? What are you working on?
Oh, my God. It's insane. I thought we're still kind of on Christmas break. No, no. Like, we're full swing ahead. Let's go.
They're busy at the athletic department, Kennedy.
We are.
All right. So, Melissa from Abington got 1 out of 5.
Oh.
Sooch. But she's a delight.
She's delightful. I really thought the first question was going to be a softball for her, though. Kennedy, yeah. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Robert Kraft fired head coach Gerard Mayo in a press conference yesterday, said he set Gerard up for failure and he wasn't ready for the job. Who's the current starting quarterback for the Patriots?
Drake May.
Drake May.
Congratulations, you're the new head of the Bridgewater State Athletic Department.
She don't need to know about the Patriots.
1-0. Question number two. Which actress won an Oscar for her performance in Black Swan?
Natalie Portman.
That's correct. 2-0. Can you tell me who played the voice of Genie in the animated version of Aladdin? Or who was the voice?
Robin Williams?
That's right. 3-1. Question number four. Which Marvel TV series follows the events of Avengers Endgame and stars Elizabeth Olsen?
I don't know.
WandaVision.
Oh, right.
WandaVision. I love that show, but also very confusing at points.
I stopped after Endgame. They started doing all these Disney Plus shows, and you have to watch 17 things to watch a
movie. WandaVision, I thought, was really good. And Agatha All the Way, that was the that came off of that one. Ooh, so good.
It's just until you get to the end, you're like, oh, now I get it. I forgot all the stuff in the beginning.
It's all too intertwined now. I just want to go watch a movie.
Well, Deadpool versus Wolverine fixed all that, Dan. 3-1. Question number five. What is the name of Elwood's dog in Legally Blonde?
Bruiser.
It is Bruiser.
You didn't even hesitate.
I just watched it.
Of course you did.
I watched it and Legally Blonde, too. I think those were on the plane.
Oh, yeah. Well, 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Melissa, I'm sorry. You don't get the cash. We do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. Are you still there?
I'm still here. I'm just waiting to say that I lost to Kennedy.
She knows the routine. All right. What do you want to say?
I'm Melissa from Abington, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.